Hello again, Cassidy.
You know, I'm going to miss these visits. I have so loved our talks.
Yeah, looks like this is the last one considering you're going to be executed soon. On account of the whole 30 plus counts of murder thing.
I have been a bad, bad girl. Guess it's about time I got my spanking.
You've killed a lot of people. Men, women, even children. That's not a joke. This isn't a game. These are real people. Real lives that you've taken.
I'm an equal opportunity kind of girl. You know that, Annie. Black, white, pets. I give everybody a taste of my skills. They're all the same to me.
Right, well, look where that got you. Locked in a cell and put on death's row.
Being interviewed by you, cutie.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if we skip over the whole creepy serial killer thing? I've had enough of it to last me a lifetime.
Sounds good to me. But I can turn it back on if you want. I can talk about today's patterns of arterial spray.
I bet you can. But how about you answer a few questions for me? Last chance to tell the world who the real Cassidy Cletus is.
I could, but what if I don't wanna, Annie? You gonna make me? Oh, but you can't, can you? Tiny little thing like you. Easy on the eyes, but not much in a fight.
You'd be surprised.
Tell you what, I'll tell you whatever you want if you kiss me.
Excuse me?
Just one kiss. One little kiss so I know what it feels like.
Are you insane?
You and I both know the answer to that, Annie. Anyways, if you want anything out of me, you'll have to come here and give me a big, wet, sloppy kiss. Oh, I'm so naughty, aren't I?
You're sick.
Well, we both already knew that, didn't we, Annie? You know, I always felt a special connection to you, Annie. A special, but you and I are a lot more alike than you think.
I am nothing like you.
Sure. You might act all cute and harmless, but I bet deep down you're a real monster when you need to be. Only difference is, I let it out. Now then, either come here and give me a kiss, or leave. This playdate is over.
Damn it. Fine.
Aw, good. Now come give Mama some sugar.
You bitch! You bit me!
It's how I show I like someone. This blood, and I've tasted a lot of blood from a lot of people, but there's something different about yours. I like it a lot.
You're sick.
Don't be so mean, baby. I know you liked it. Wanna go again? I'll even wear your blood as lipstick.
Go to hell.
Wait, you're actually leaving? Anne, come back, baby. I won't bite next time. Please come back. You fucking bitch. I let you in and you just walk away. I'll eat you alive if you walk out that door. You hear me? I'll kill you. Come back, Anne. Come back, damn it! I don't want to be alone again. Why, damn it, why I trusted her and she left. The bitch. I'll kill her.
Our mate, our husband, and a mommy dearest have him. Have what you deserve.
Yes, that man, he's mine.
Yes.
Yes, he's mine. My husband. Mine. All mine.
You should have let me eat her.
Don't worry. She'll be done within a week. Hey, babe, we're back. I told you we'd be back for dinner. Merry Christmas Eve, babe.
Mm-hmm. 'Tis the season, lovebirds. Look what I've got.
Aw, look who has some mistletoe.
Pucker up, handsome. I love you. I can't wait to celebrate Christmas with you. My first Christmas. I can't wait for my gifts.
Uh-huh. Have you gotten either of us anything?
You get me. Isn't that enough? And our sweet little honey, he can have whatever he wants. We're all yours, darling. Come here. We love you, handsome. Come give us a...
Look out!
I'm home.
Holy shit. Who? What?
Baby, come give your new wife a big old kiss.
Do not touch our man.
Who are you? What are you? Oh, Annie, don't you recognize me? It's me, your gal pal, your BFF, Cassidy.
Cassidy? What? What happened to you?
Must have been something I ate.
Anne, this is bad. This is very, very bad.
Oh. Is that your little buddy, Venom, Anne? You know... You two are cute together. She, Venom. Very adorable. But me, I like to keep it simple. Just me, myself, and I. Still, I want a fancy name. How's about... She Carnage. Careful, Granny. Don't want you to break a hip trying to hit me.
She's so fast. How the hell did Cassidy get a symbiote venom?
It must have happened when she bit us. Some of my symbiote mixed with her blood, making this.
Got it. Come on, let's kick her ass.
You'll kick my ass. That's right. Why don't you sit in the corner and focus on watching my hubby and I have a good time together?
What? That is our husband, our mate, ours.
Aw, are you sure? Look at me, darling. Look at these big, soft mommy milkers. This fat, bouncy ass, my sweet lips, and this long, sexy tongue. You taste even better than I thought you would.
We'll kill you.
Look at me, Hunk. I'm so beautiful, so sexy. The perfect woman you deserve. Strong, powerful, and all yours. We'll carve out a bloody road. We have so many bodies. Right to paradise. You and me. Look at you. I'm drooling at the sight of you. I've loved you for years. Wanted you for so long. Growing up right by your side. I still remember watching you when you weren't looking. Secretly admiring you.
Venom, what is she talking about? She almost sounds like...
I know he's mine. I know he is. Come here, my love. Kiss me.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't touch him. He's ours. We are gonna tear you apart.
Venom, how the hell can she make blades? We can't do that.
Yep, that is because she is a red one.
A red one? What does that even mean?
Death to you, Mother. You've been replaced. I'm going to eat you both alive. And then, I'm going to make love to my husband until he won't even remember you.
Never.
I deserve love. I deserve a family. I deserve someone who loves me. And if that won't be you, Anne, it will be the only man worthy of me. My husband. My mate. Once I kill you two, he'll be all mine.
Anne. Her symbiote is tearing me apart, and it hurts.
No, let go, let go, let-
Honey, you're ordering me to let her go. No, 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 no. You don't get to command me, I- You're mad at me. No. No, you can't be mad at me. You're supposed to love me. You need to love me. Love me. Love me, damn it. I want you to love me. What? Huh? You will if I play nice with her, but she's mean. She hurt me.
You stabbed me.
She hurt my feelings. Fine. I won't hurt her if she doesn't hurt me.
Are you kidding me? Why are you in here, you bitch? You...
Don't you get it, Annie? I hate my life. I hate this twisted life of mine. Did Annie tell you? No, of course not. No one loved me. Even when I was born, my own mother hated me. She told me herself that she wished she never had me. Before I even picked up a knife, I was... nothing but a maggot to her. Disgusting. She didn't stop my father from hitting me. She encouraged it. Everyone, even my grandmother, hated me. She would sick her dog on me and laugh as it bit my arm and made me bleed. All Mommy did to help was tell Granny not to let blood get on my clothes. They hated me. Everyone hated me. And I learned quickly how to hate them. How to gut and kill and rip people apart. And look where that's gotten me.
You want forgiveness, Cassidy? Get religion.
I don't want forgiveness. I want to not be lonely anymore. Not sorry for what I've done, I just hate having to live with the consequences. You'll love me now, won't you, darling? Please, I just want someone in the world to love me. I need it. I'll do anything for it. I'll kill anyone for you to love me. What? I'm not allowed to kill people anymore. No, that's not fair. I want to kill people still. Maybe I'll just take what I want. Maybe I... this taste. More rules? Okay, fine. For more kisses, anything. Sharing?
Sharing.
Okay, I'll share with you, little Annie. If she can play nice, I can too.
Honey, a word. What are you doing? Saving us? We were not losing that fight. Okay, yes, we were stabbed several times and we almost had our arm torn off, but that's how we fight. Wait. You feel bad for her, don't you? Honey, she's a monster. She... Everyone deserves a second chance. We... You're way too good, honey. But we don't know. We... Huh? What the hell are you doing, Cassidy?
Trying to fix the window for you, bestie. What a mess. Don't worry, though. We'll be good roommates. We'll cook and clean and pay rent on time. Oh, you don't mind if we buy scented candles, do you? They really tie a room together.
How do we know we can trust you, Cassidy?
A good wife doesn't lie to her husband, Annie. Now then, look what I found. Mistletoe.
Huh? What are you...
Your tongue tastes so good. Third best kisser here, easy.
You...
Your turn, stud. Come here. Give your cutie pie wife a little sugar. Oh yeah, totally the best kisser ever. Come here, Shivanam. Come and join in on this action.
Do you think this is a good idea, Anne? Honey seems to. And she carnage could kill a lot of people if we're not careful. This does keep her from killing anyone, so I guess we'll have to make it work. We might as well have fun while we can.
Hey, move over, Tiny.
His big, hard cock just under his pants. I have memories of it, but I have to ask, is it as big as Annie thinks it is?
Bigger.
Is that so? Well, don't keep us waiting, stud. Whip it out. Let's see if you have what it takes to... Holy fuck. What?
Cassidy, you aren't a virgin.
I've killed, a lot of people, but I never, what?
Oh, this is rich. Go ahead then, little Miss She-Carnage.
Okay. How do I start? Okay then, Master. Come here. Come here and fuck this tight, wet pussy. It's all yours. Killing someone with my bare hands. Maybe giving up killing people won't be so hard after all. Keep fucking me, Master. This body is all yours.
Princess, will not hurt Master's precious
God. Yes, I promise.
I promised to be so careful with Master. I never hurt him.
Good girl. Now, don't talk with your mouth full. Now, go on and pop Master's cock out of the box. Bend over and take it deep inside of you.
Is this good, Master? Do you like it when I reach down and spread my lips for you? Oh, God. It's so much deeper. I feel like it's weighing down on my stomach. Is it really that deep, or am I just love drunk? Never mind. I don't care. Please keep pounding me, Master.
She feels good, doesn't she, honey? How about you finger fuck me while I stick my tongue down her throat to keep her quiet? It seems we have a screamer.
Is gonna be. I'm not even sure if I like this. Do I like this?
Because I am within you, honey. You have yearned for the strength that symbiotes can give you, and now that Cassidy has a symbiote, a part of you craves her, but not for sex, for power.
To know how she slept at night, because I killed too. Symbiote or not, there's no difference. Killing is killing. Just because I limit my killing to bad guys doesn't mean that I'm not wrong for enjoying it. I wasn't asking how she slept at night because of the guilt of killing people. I was asking how she slept at night after accepting that she was the killer.
Precisely. You do want this, Annie. Enjoy it. Though, sleeping with my daughter isn't something I'm fully all right with. Pleasure is pleasure. I'm still wary of my child. She feels darker than anything I've ever come across. And I've seen universes with a wealth of knowledge in different beings.
Wait, universes?
Not important. Look, he's finished her off. It's our turn, Annie. Oh, fuck. Oh, honey. She's right. It feels like your cock is swollen with pleasure. You came and still your heart is a rock. And strong enough to turn me over in this form without even noticing. Fuck me good, my love. And you... Come 69 me and eat my aching pussy while he's inside of me. So I can tell the fuck he's come out of you.
Of course, my dearest Annie. The most amazing thing I've ever experienced. Why would I ever need to kill another human again? I could just take my frustrations out sexually. I love you, hubby. You too, Annie.
We love you too. No. Let's clean this house and get to bed.
Mm-hmm. I will have blood. This won't last forever. Not if I have any say.